So please, firstly, can you tell me, as if I don't know anything about you, tell me a bit about yourself and about your career so far.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm Kyla Brocks. I'm the daughter of the incredible blues man, Mr. Victor Brocks. Mm-hmm. So I began singing with him when I was quite young. Mm-hmm. So I've been singing blues since I was a teenager. As I say, started off with Victor's band and then got my own band together. Mm-hmm. And through the years, I've been playing here at the Band on the Wall, which has been fantastic.
Yeah, excellent. Do you remember when you first came to Band on the Wall?
I remember it as clear as day, actually. Yeah, my dad had a residency here at the time. I think mm-hmm. he was playing quite often on a Saturday night. And I was 12 and my mm-hmm. auntie decided to bring me down. Mm-hmm. To the gig. My sister was singing backing vocals and I thought, I can do that.
Excellent.
So I jumped up with my dad and didn't know any of the words. Absolutely brazen. No fear whatsoever at 12 years of age. Excellent. I also looked about 25 at the time, which is why I managed to get in.
Yeah.
And I just loved it from that moment on. That was my first taste of singing on stage, singing uh-huh. blues on stage ever. Yeah, I mean, I had done other stuff because I've always been into singing, but I'd never mm-hmm. done anything like that in a proper venue. It'd always been sort of like, you know, song and dance performances at school or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it. And then the rest is history. I never stopped, basically.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. So how did it feel and how does it feel being on stage here?
Well, it felt absolutely amazing mm-hmm. that first time. Mm-hmm. And obviously the place was quite different then because it was before any of the recent mm-hmm. refurbs. And it always feels very sort of welcoming and a little bit like home, particularly, I guess, because of that. That was my first experience. Yeah. And I loved the backstage at that point. I had so many fun times up in the back room and you know, rehearsing, learning the lyrics with my dad or whatever mm-hmm. before we went on stage. And I then progressed to having my own gigs here with my band. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm right in saying that with my dad we were the last band to play on the stage before it closed for the refurbishments, like in early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it was closed for quite a number of years then.
Yeah.
So, and then the last time I played here was just a couple of months ago on the new small stage, which was also lovely.
It was excellent. I was there with my friends, and that is where I learned your story about like this being the first place that you had ever played, which was, it was lovely to hear. Yeah, it was very cool. Do you know when your next gig is going to be here?
No, we were asked to play on the 18th of October for the birthday, but unfortunately, we're already gigging in the Isle of Man, so there's nothing booked in, but mm-hmm. I'm always willing. Always willing.
Excellent. So do you have any like standout memories from here? I mean, probably the first gig ever, but any others that you can remember?
Well, also one of the great memories of a gig here was when my dad, I mean, I must have been singing with him by then for a couple of years. I was still only about 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. And we did this epic gig. There's so many incredible musicians on stage, and it was me, my sister and her friend Em doing backing vocals, and that was actually recorded.
Oh, really?
And my dad released it as Freedom Train, the tape was called, and I've still got the cassette at home. Yeah. So that really stands out for me as a very memorable gig. Last year we did a memorial concert for my dad actually at the Great British Rhythm and Blues Festival in Colne. Mm-hmm. And we actually recreated the title track, Freedom Train, which he'd performed here. So we listened to it so much to try and get everything right, because it's like a medley of many different songs. So that was, I think that's something that people very much remember, that concert.
Yeah, that's excellent. He is your dad. I hope it's okay to talk about him.
Of course,
He's been on all the listings forever. Like, yeah. Been going through the archive stuff, like his name is just everywhere. What was it like being his child?
Absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was because I'm the youngest of five, so I came right at the end of my mum and dad's marriage. Mm-hmm. So really, to be honest, the way I got to know him was by singing in his band.
Okay.
So yeah, from 12, sort of singing with him. And by that point, just after that, he moved to France. Mm-hmm. And then he'd sort of come back to the UK every couple of times a year and do sort of a gig here and, you know, gigs. He had sort of like a run of gigs he'd do around the UK, and I'd always do them with him. Mm-hmm. Or I'd go over to France to spend the summer with him. And so it wasn't a necessarily conventional father-daughter relationship, but it was very true and honest. You know, learned so much from him about music, but about everything else as well. He was a real knowledgeable guy who's interested in so many things. And I think we just had we had a really strong relationship, and there were some times, you know, where I think, oh, I wish I'd had the kind of dad who was at home and looked after me in that way. But by the end of his life, I think we'd both come to terms with the fact that our relationship was very special in other ways, and that didn't matter anymore.
I'm sure it was very cool.
It was extremely cool.
It looks really cool from the photos. I feel like we've rattled through them. What would you like to see Band on the Wall as Band on the Wall doing in future? Was one of my questions, but then we can keep going and you can tell me about anything you want to talk about at all.
I think that Band on the Wall has really done great things in sort of helping younger people into music and stuff. And I guess I'd just like to see more of the more local stuff definitely. Okay. I think that's important. Because I think like the last time we played here before a couple of when was it, a few weeks ago, a month or so ago, was, you know, it's a couple of years since we'd played, so it would be nice to sort of be able to play more often. But I think just carrying on being the heart of live music in Manchester, which I think it is, and you know, always has been. It's iconic.
I think so. Good, thank you. Like I said, we kind of rattled through them. Those are my pre-prepared questions. But we can, I guess, so what does it mean to you, whenever you come through the door? Do you feel I'm home again, or anything like that?
Well, yeah, and especially because I don't know if you know that we had part of my dad's funeral here as well.
I didn't know that, no.
So yeah, we organised. We called it the Victor Broxall Day, and it was actually based on a gig that he'd done here for, I think it was for his, was it for his 50th birthday, where it was a 12-hour gig.
Wow. Okay.
And he just had, you know, as many musicians
who
could think
the whole
of.
Time?
Most of the
time. Wow.
Yeah. And he had loads of different people on as well. And we found the flyer. We were going through all this stuff and we found the flyer from this epic Victor Brox all day event. And I think it might have also been for charity. He was very into sort of stop the, the what did they call it? The CND or whatever it was. And, you know, all of that sort of thing. Very much sort of into peace and love, and so we found this flyer and we thought, well, wouldn't it be amazing if we could kind of recreate something like that? So we sort of made the funeral, what do you call them, not like the order of service, we made them in the same kind of style as the flyer that he'd made for this gig here. And so we started at the church, then we had the crematorium, and then everyone came here. And there were already people waiting here who'd come just for this part. So we had some drinks here. And then we did a procession, a New Orleans style procession. Everyone singing and playing instruments when the saints go marching in. And we did all around the back streets to Matt and Fred's, where he also played a lot towards the end of his life. And then we carried on with a load of live music there. And then we went back up to Staley Bridge, Tameside, where he was where he was born and lived, and finished off at the pub that he used to go to the jam night every Monday night. So
that sounds perfect.
It was absolutely amazing. So obviously now when I come here, there's also that added thing. So when I was here the other, I have been in since the funeral a few times, but it did feel sort of, it's the first time I'd sung here since the funeral, and that was, it was really nice to be back.
Yeah, good. good. Yeah, excellent. So do you come for many gigs that when you're not performing, do you come in?
Try to, mm-hmm. but I think the last thing I came here for was they're a local band. So we live in Mosley,
mm-hmm.
and they That's are nice called band. Madame Claude.
Okay,
that
yeah.
was, they were the last people we came to see. I think it's about a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was here for Denise Johnson's, when she had the unveiling of her plaque. I was here for that. But yeah, between gigs and kids, yeah, it's hard sure. to get out to mm-hmm. see as much of the stuff that I'd like to see. But I still, you know, still sort of think about it, and it's always bubbling
mm-hmm.
under.
Yeah, that's really cool. So do you have any like photos or anything, do you think?
Oh god, yeah, I think that we've probably got, my dad had so many photos. Yeah, I think we have, and we've got, I think the last time we performed together was part of Manchester Jazz Festival on this stage,
yeah.
with Vic on the bigger stage. And I've definitely got some photos of that, I think. So.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, and then I'm sure we've got some from when I was a kid too.
Yeah. That's so crazy. Uh-huh. That's such a cool thing to be doing when you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
12-year-old me would have been like, what? That's
yeah.
Blown.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I did write a song actually all about. It's called Blues Man's Child, just yeah. about my...
I like that one.
Yeah.
That one actually almost had me like crying a little bit when you were introducing it. That's so lovely.
Yeah.
I was going to introduce the question when I asked about your father, about how is it being a blues man's child, but I don't know if that would be true. I don't know. Cool. Did he talk much about Man on the Wall at all?
Yeah, he did. He loved it here. I mean, it was always his favourite gig.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, and he did play here. Just a couple of months before he died, just on the, what do you call the smaller stage?
The Copper Bar.
Yeah, the Copper Bar stage. He played there, did a couple of afternoon gigs, and they were absolutely packed out.
Yeah.
But the last one he did was, I think it was in the December, and he was gone by the February. He was really poorly.
Okay.
He sort of came out of hospital to do the gig. So he's absolutely determined
mm-hmm.
to do it, and he did one more gig after that, so you know he always did as the best he could for Band on the Wall.
How much do you think like it had to do with like his career? Do you think he would have just smashed out his career like anyway?
I think it kept him going, mm-hmm. you know, in because of, you know, he had sort of quite a lot of success in the 60s and 70s, and he lived down in London
okay.
for some of that time. He was in a band called the Ainsley Dunbar Retaliation, and you know they did a lot of touring. They did 4 albums, you know, they were quite big in their own way,
mm-hmm.
although my dad was always sort of a little bit anti-establishment, so he never really wanted to be a massive
sure.
star.
Yeah.
But when he moved back up north, I think certainly through the 80s and 90s, the Band on the Wall, his gigs here, definitely mm-hmm. kept him going and kept, you know, I don't think he was ever going to give up music, but he was teaching for a while in the 70s. He was a primary school teacher.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, in Glossop.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who knows? Maybe if he hadn't have had sort of like the regular Band on the Wall gigs, mm-hmm. maybe he would have decided, actually, I've had enough, I'm just going to retire. To be...
It doesn't sound like he would have done that.
I don't think so, but... I do think it has definitely had a massive, it's definitely had a bearing on his career, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
And and same for me, I guess.
Do you think you ever had any doubt that you would go into being a musician yourself?
No, when I was 3, my mum said I asked for the clothes, hair and voice of Chaka Khan, because I just wanted to be a singer from that moment. Although my brother always used to tell me that I couldn't sing. So I can never decide if he was just lying or if I just willed myself to be able to sing. But I knew I could by the time I was sort of, 10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted to be a singer. And I was just lucky that I had my dad to help me sort of make my dream come true. And to have that example of being able to make a living out of...
Mm.
performing live, you know, I've never had to, although it would have been nice, you know, to sort of be a little bit, I think when I was a teenager, I probably really wanted to be some sort of pop star or other. But in actual fact, when I look at my life now, I realise that my career has longevity because I've not been a sort of like a flash in the pan. It's just been steady building over the years, you know, totally independent. We got our own label, released our own stuff. It's meant that I've been able to have my kids and sort of choose my own touring schedules. And but yeah, I don't think there was ever any doubt that this was what I wanted to do. It's just that I've been lucky that I've actually been able to do it, because not a lot of people can. But I always say to people, you know, follow your dream, don't sell yourself short, because someone is going to be making a living out of music. Yeah, so why definitely. Shouldn't it be you know?
Absolutely. My little brother has actually just moved up to Edinburgh to study music. I'm incredibly proud of him.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, and I think, certainly working here, I think, and getting to meet like musicians like yourself and people who are actually able to make money from it, because obviously people can. Like, I can tell him, like, you can do this.
Yeah.
I can't give him the exact tools, but I can be like, no, people can, and you certainly can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does he play?
Bass guitar and drums.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone's always sort of talking about having something to fall back on. But sometimes you just got to, you know, take the risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and put all your eggs in one basket and hope it works.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad it has for you.
Yeah.
Like I say, the last gig, I just happened to be coming anyway. It was my friend Sophie. I'd seen the guy
Paolo.
Yes, Paolo, thank you. She'd seen him, I think, also at Martin Fred's, maybe.
Yeah.
And was like, I need to go to this, and then I got to meet you.
Oh, really fantastic. Cool. Yeah, oh, that's really nice. Yeah. He's very passionate, Paolo. He's really he really pushes himself and tries to sort of bring other people with him and ignite the scene as much as he can. So yeah, he's a mover and shaker as well as a great musician.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Is there anything else that you wanted to kind of talk about here?
I don't think so. Just trying to think of any other anecdotes I might have about Band on the Wall. I feel like I've covered most of them. Yeah. I just hope my son plays piano and drums.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if your kids were...
Sadie, my eldest, she plays guitar and she used to write songs all the time, but she's stopped now. I don't know, maybe she'll come back to it, who knows. But Sonny's very much into it. He had his own band. They've already done a couple of gigs, but they've, as teenagers do, they've disbanded now.
Yeah.
They've fallen out.
Yeah.
But I just hope that he gets the opportunity to play on this stage as well at some point.
That would be really lovely.
With whatever band he ends up forming in the future. Be nice to sort of have the third generation on stage at the Band on the Wall.
Yeah, that would be excellent. Put it in the pipeline. We'll remember his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't know, I feel like I should have had more prepped, but I feel like
I think we've covered it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to use it for?
I'll put it there. So,